How to do quantum jumping step by step. Pick one clear intention. Relax your body and mind. Vividly visualize your target reality in first person. Connect with the emotion of already living it. Take one small aligned action. Release attachment to the outcome and repeat daily. The whole practice takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Below is the full method broken into 7 practical steps. What quantum jumping actually is. No hype. Let's be straight with each other first. Quantum jumping is a popular term for a guided visualization practice. You use focused imagination and emotion to mentally visit a version of your life where you've already achieved what you want. Then you let that experience shape how you think and act today. The name borrows language from quantum physics, the idea that multiple possibilities exist at once. Is there hard scientific proof that you're literally hopping between parallel universes? No. Nobody credible claims there's a lab experiment for that. But here's what is supported. Mental rehearsal genuinely changes the brain. Athletes, surgeons, and musicians have used visualization for decades, and research on motor imagery shows the brain activates similar patterns during vivid visualization as during real action. Quantum jumping takes that same principle and aims it at your goals instead of a golf swing. Think of it as focused emotional visualization with a memorable name. Not magic, just a trained mind working for you instead of against you. That's the honest foundation. Now here's the practice. Want to go deeper into the origins of this idea? The book that started it all is Parentheses, a physicist's take on reality shifting that's refreshingly grounded. Before you start, set yourself upright. 3 quick ground rules that make everything below work better.
One intention per session.
Jumping to a better life is too vague. Pick one specific scene. The job offer call, the healthy body, the finished business. No screens, no interruptions. 10 focused minutes beats an hour of distracted half effort. Phone on silent, door closed. We're not curiosity over desperation. If you're gripping the outcome with white knuckles, step 6, release, will be harder. Approach this like an experiment, not a test you're afraid to fail. The 7 steps of quantum jumping. Step 1, choose your target reality. Get specific, painfully specific. Write one sentence describing the reality you're jumping to. In present tense, with a concrete detail. I want to be successful. I open my laptop and see the email confirming my first 10 coaching clients. That sentence is your destination. Read it once, then set it aside. Your mind needs a clear target. Vagueness is the number one reason this practice doesn't work for people. Step 2, relax your body and quiet your mind. Sit comfortably or lie down. Close your eyes and take 5 to 10 slow breaths. Inhale for 4 counts. Exhale for 6. On each exhale, consciously release tension. Jaw, shoulders, stomach, hands. Why this matters? A stressed, noisy mind can't build a vivid scene. You're shifting from the analytical, problem-solving part of your brain into a more receptive, imaginative state. This takes about 2 minutes, and it's not optional. It's the foundation. Step 3. Build the scene in first person. Now walk into your target reality, through your own eyes. Not watching yourself like a movie. First-person visualization produces stronger mental rehearsal effects than third-person. Layer in the senses, one at a time. Sight. What exactly do you see? Colors, light, faces, the screen in front of you? Sound. Voices, background noise, the notification ping of that email. Touch. The chair under you, the phone in your hand, the air temperature. Emotion. We'll go deeper on this in step 4. But start noticing the feeling tone. Spend 3 to 5 minutes here. The more sensory detail, the more real it becomes to your nervous system. Step 4. Feel it as already real. This is the step most people skip, and it's the whole engine. Don't just see the scene. Feel the relief, pride, gratitude, or calm of living it now. Let your body respond. Smile, breathe deeper, relax your shoulders like someone whose problem is solved. Emotion is what moves a visualization from nice daydream to something your brain files as meaningful. You don't need to force ecstasy. Quiet, grounded certainty works better than hype. Aim for, of course, this is just how things are. Step 5. Take one small aligned action. Here's where quantum jumping separates from wishful thinking. Before your day ends, do one concrete thing that your jumped self would do. Jump to a thriving business? Send the pitch email you've been avoiding. Jump to a healthy body? Prep tomorrow's workout clothes. Jump to financial ease? Open the budgeting app and look at the numbers honestly. The action can be tiny. Its job isn't to transform your life overnight. It's to tell your brain, we're serious, and to keep you from using visualization as a substitute for living. If you'd like structured daily practices like this, our programs walk you through them step by step. Step 6, release attachment to the outcome. This sounds paradoxical. You just spent 10 minutes embodying your desire, and now you let it go? Release doesn't mean you stop wanting it. It means you stop checking for it. No scanning your inbox every 5 minutes, no despair when day 3 looks ordinary. Obsession signals to your mind that you don't have it. Calm confidence signals that it's handled. A practical trick. After your session, say to yourself, done. It's in motion. Then go live your day. The people who get the most from this practice are the ones who do it, then genuinely move on with their lives. Step 7. Repeat daily for at least 21 days. One session plants the seed. Repetition grows the root system. Do the practice once a day. Morning works best for most people, before the day's noise starts. Keep a short journal. Date, the scene you visited, and one line on how you felt afterward. After 2 or 3 weeks, you'll start noticing shifts. Not always dramatic jumps, but changed reactions, new ideas, bolder choices. That's the practice working at the level where it actually operates, your habits and perception. Common mistakes that block most people. Visualizing in third person, watching yourself like a film. Switch to first person, see step 3. In real time, using backup times, one intention per session. Depth beats breadth. Skipping the aligned action. Visualization without action is entertainment, treating it like a lottery ticket. This is a mindset practice, not a cosmic vending machine. Quitting after 3 days. The people who say it didn't work almost always stopped before the 21-day mark. Quantum jumping facts. Is quantum jumping real? Honestly, the practice is real. Focused visualization with emotion is a well-documented mental technique used by high performers for decades. The interpretation that you're literally traveling between parallel universes has no scientific proof. You don't need to believe in parallel universes for this to work. You only need to believe your mind shapes your actions, because it does. How long does quantum jumping take to work? Most practitioners report noticeable internal shifts, confidence, clarity, motivation, within 1 to 3 weeks of daily practice. External results vary wildly depending on the goal and, critically, the actions you take. Anyone promising overnight transformation is selling hype, not a method. Can you quantum jump to a completely different life? Start smaller than that. The practice works best on specific, believable scenes. A conversation, an achievement, a habit. Giant new life jumps are so vague your mind can't build the sensory detail that makes this effective. Nail small jumps first. The big shifts tend to follow as a series of them. What's the difference between quantum jumping and the two-cup method? The two-cup method is a specific ritual. 2 glasses of water, labels for current versus desired reality, that's become popular online. Quantum jumping is the broader practice of mentally visiting a desired reality through visualization. They share the same core idea, embodying the desired outcome, but quantum jumping is a repeatable daily method rather than a one-time ritual. Go deeper. If this resonated, keep building the skill. Our free programs include guided visualization practices and step-by-step exercises that take you further than a single article can. And if you want tools that support the relaxed, focused state this practice needs, meditation aids, journals, frequency tracks, check out our hand-picked list on the recommended tools page. Start every morning with intention. Download our free Daily Affirmations app, a 2-minute morning ritual that keeps your mind aimed at the reality you're building. The Daily Affirmations app, linked at the end of the post. Did you just say that word? It's the same thing as like talking about a parasitic car. Rob Brooks is the founder of Manifesting Quantum. He writes practical, no-hype guides to manifestation. No magic, no fluff, just methods that work when you work them.